Let us turn in our catechisms to read together our confession of faith, looking at question and answer 124 in the catechism, Lord's Day 49, as we continue through the Lord's Prayer as a pattern for our prayers, as a prayer that we should be praying, or at least a pattern that we should be following in our prayers on a very regular basis. So let us read together our confession of faith, question and answer 124. What is the third petition? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant us that all men renounce our will, and without gainsaying, obey thy will, which alone is good, so that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. And so, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for God's will to be done. We so easily desire our will, and in fact, we desire that God would sign on to our will. It is too easy for us to change that thy to my will be done. And so that first statement, that first part of the answer, grant that we and all men renounce our own will. Brothers and sisters, this is so central for us as Christians, and yet it is so difficult. If we think about Jesus talking to the rich young ruler, he didn't have to go past the first commandment with the rich young ruler, because he was his God. And we so easily make ourselves our gods. In fact, that's culturally one of the hugest problems we have. We have all sorts of individuals thinking that they get to run the world. Everyone should bow down before them. But brothers and sisters, we need, and all men need, to renounce their own will. Jesus said, Matthew 16:24, if anyone desires after me, or to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If we're going to come after Christ, we're supposed to deny ourselves. We're supposed to say, I'm not important. God is important. Indeed, furthermore, take up his cross. Be prepared to die. So we need to be careful that we don't put our lives, ourselves, before God. That we renounce our own will, and without gainsaying, obey thy will, which alone is good. Now, gainsaying is the idea of adding to or subtracting from, that we hear about in Deuteronomy chapter 12, or a few other places throughout Scripture, indeed all the way back at the end of Revelation. We're not to add to or subtract from what God tells us to do. Instead, we are to obey God's will as it is written down for us in Scripture, knowing that it alone is good. You know, I think my will's good. No. And indeed, our wills are broken by sin. And so we desire things that ought not happen, and we don't desire not to have things that ought to happen. And sometimes we don't even know. We're just confused. What is the best thing? But God's will is alone good. And so we are to submit ourselves to that. Titus 2:12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Denying ungodliness, denying worldly lusts that wage in us. Living soberly. That doesn't mean just not having a drink. That means with an accurate understanding of the world. Righteously and godly in the present age. so that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. So why this comparison? Because the angels do God's will perfectly. Psalm 103, 20 and 21. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. The angels in heaven do God's will perfectly. And so our desire ought to be as Christians to do God's way, God's will perfectly, even as the angels do in heaven, willingly and faithfully. My kids always wonder about this when I say, not only do you have to obey, but you have to do it willingly. But guess what? That's our hearts, isn't it? God says this is good for you, Grossman. No. We need to say, God says this. I rejoice in this. It does not matter whether that cuts me to the heart and says, Grossman, you're dead wrong. We need to say, amen. Lord, help me to be obedient to you. Help me to know that your will is alone good, and that we would do willingly and faithfully. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed. We live in a culture that says, well, what you are, that's got to be good, because even if there is a God, he created you like that. No, he created us perfectly. We sinned. But furthermore, then we are called to be transformed. Every one of us has struggles. Every one of us has problems. Well, God made me this or that or the other thing. No, God made us perfect. And we sin. And we have these problems. And we are called to mortify our sinful nature, to put it to death. Those aren't nice and easy terms. And to follow Christ willingly and faithfully. We remember from Hebrews chapter 13, often used as a part of the benediction, that he would make you complete in every good will or work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That God would make us complete in every good work to do his will. That God would work in us what is well-pleasing in his sight. We're called to fight sin. We talked about that in Hebrews chapter 12 as well, as it talks about Esau. And it considers the danger of wallowing in sin as Esau did. That at some point God's going to say, that's it. And there's not a way back. And so, brothers and sisters, we're called to love God's way, to seek God's will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven, to seek, first of all, looking at ourselves. Perhaps often we say, look at the culture. They need to straighten up and fly right. And the Bible says again and again that judgment should start at the house of the Lord. Look at your own backyard instead of looking at everybody else and see how bad they are. I was convicted this week because I don't know how many of you know I tend to push on, or want to know what's going on in politics and things like that fairly heavily. But brothers and sisters, the answer to our problems is not getting the right laws passed or political leaders installed. It is the change of hearts. To put their faith in Christ. And brothers and sisters, we need to point to ourselves first. Where are we? You realize that if the church, if those who claim to be Christians in the United States would stand up against numerous of the evils going on in our land, we would have the majority if those who claim to be Christians would do that? The Christian voting bloc? Well, what are we doing? And so, brothers and sisters, we need to seek that all men renounce their own will, and that all men would, without gainsaying, obey God's will. But that starts with you and me. And as I said, this is a part of the prayer that we are called to. As I say, I don't think we have to pray exactly the Lord's Prayer every day, perhaps. My difficulty with that becomes that we pray it without ever thinking about what we're saying. But praying something like the Lord's Prayer, considering what God, Jesus, put into the prayer, and praying something similar each and every day as we seek God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.